And so we went out and we started to talk to kids about what they wanted in the science center. We went to a major corporation in Kansas City that was a major engineering firm and said, Greg Graves at the time said, I can't find great students that have the skill sets in science, technology, engineering, and math for my engineering jobs. They're just not happening, and we're losing brain drain instead of brain gain. He said, I'll assist you in finding ways to build the best science center so that in the future I will have that market for those bright and intelligent kids. So we went out and created with their ideas a thing called Battle of the Brains. And what we do is we go out to the schools, we ask them to create the next exhibition in the Science Center. We have a competition. The first year, 500 student classes vied for it. They have to come up with the idea. They design it, and then we select 20 of the top ones, and then the top two get $50,000, and the winning school then is selected, works with the engineering firm, and builds and creates their idea. Total innovation. We've done that three times. And so we're telling the kids to help us. So over that time frame, then in 2015, ASTEC, which is the National Association of Science and Technology Centers, basically tapped Union Station and its Science City as the best science center in the world for customer experience.
Wow, so you actually went out to like 7-year-olds and asked them, how do we make a great science exhibit? That's wonderful.
Exactly.
Like Lego says, I got this wonderful quote from my one of my Lego friends. He said, there's only two groups of honest people in the world, kids and drunks. You know, kids will never lie to you about whether, you know, something is fun or entertaining. So tell us about one of those exhibits that the kids came up with.
Well, they've done three, and when you let's talk about the science of energy. And the science of energy was one of the programs, and they came up with this idea of a giant human hamster wheel. And they'd go inside of a giant human hamster wheel, and they'd start running on it, and then that would generate the electricity to light up parts of the exhibition. And then you learned about sustainability and creativity. And so there's a whole area on energy and energy sustainability and how that creativity can happen. The other one was one on water called Every Last Drop. And it talked about water sustainability and water tanks and water experiences. So it's all entrepreneurial nature. And then one was developed on genetics, creating those ideas of how you deal with genetics and how it affects your daily life. And the one we're building now is a new huge outdoor exhibition called Simple Machines. So it'll be a giant playground, but it's all designed on giant simple machines. And that'll be outside. So what ended up happening was it's exactly what you do. You go directly to your customers, and the other customers that we had were the teachers. So while we were doing it with the kids and learning from them, we were asking the teachers what skill sets they needed to have in order that they would bring their students here to the Science Center, because they were important. And then we would engage the business community, be part of it. So over that time, just in last year, we had a 23% growth in the Science Center. And since 2012, since the rebirth, 50% growth.